From dire predictions to outright denial, climate change is a phrase on everyone's lips these days. With 2016 in the record books as the hottest year ever, it's never been more important to understand climate change and try to answer the big question, what can I do to help? I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. So let's take a deeper look at what is perhaps the biggest conservation issue of our time, climate change. As a science-based organization, facts and research form the basis for all of our actions here at the aquarium. We view it as our responsibility to interpret science for the millions of people annually who visit and engage online with us every single day. We've made it our mission to inspire conservation action in our guests, our community, and ourselves. The world scientific community, including experts from NOAA and NASA, unequivocally agrees. Since tracking began in the 1880s, 10 of the warmest years on record occurred during the past 12. And the highest ever year for average temperatures worldwide? That would be 2016. The plain fact is that our Earth is getting warmer with each passing year. So we have two choices: change our ways or watch as our planet suffers. Once we've acknowledged the problem, we must understand it. Humankind's reliance on fossil fuels results in more carbon dioxide emissions than nature's carbon sinks can absorb. Primarily comprised of forests and ocean waters, carbon sinks absorb and store excess carbon from our atmosphere and repurpose some of this runoff CO2 through the process of photosynthesis. However, the system is now out of balance. CO2 not consumed by this process continues to accumulate and build in our atmosphere, heating air, land, and water, and making our oceans more acidic. So what can we do to address the major environmental issue of our time? Plenty. We need to examine the actions of humankind, taking a critical look at how our habits and behaviors have set us on this path, then make positive changes to slow or even reverse these trends. It might sound overwhelming, but solutions are all around us. Simple constructive improvements which address our carbon footprint are everywhere. Saving energy in our homes and businesses is one of the simplest and most effective ways to begin. For example, you can turn off lights in empty rooms, wash your clothing in cold water, turn off all those distracting electronics at dinner time and enjoy the company of your family, or unplug chargers and small appliances when not in use, and even take shorter showers. Taken together, each of these small steps can make a big difference. You can also think a little bigger. Ask your energy provider about green options like high-efficiency thermostats and solar panels. Most are knowledgeable about how to make your home more energy efficient. You can look within your community, even your own yard, for opportunities to plant a tree or tend a garden. A single mature tree will absorb about 48 pounds of carbon per year. It adds up. Whatever changes you choose to make, now is the time to act. Invest the time to get the facts and commit to real changes, no matter how small. For more information on climate change and manageable actions for your household, check out aqua.org/care and follow the National Aquarium on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, where we'll continue to share simple actions that can make a big difference. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.